everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle futures up again here midweek. We were 85 to $1.30 higher on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were anywhere from 57 higher to $1 higher. So across the board, we've been rallying since about November the 20th. So 9 days here of some really strong markets. The market is also back above the 50-day moving average, which lends its hand to the bull camp and the managed money, which have been long for quite a while. It adds some strength and some more incentive for them to buy it because as they perceive it, maybe the trend is still up because it's back above the moving average. Box beef at midday, choice was down $1.66 at $206.97. Select down 17 cents at $187.03. So following Thanksgiving, the box beef market has actually kind of subsided. We had a Fed cattle exchange this morning. They had 967 head listed. None of them sold. Looks like the cash market's about 118, 117 bid-ish, somewhere in there. The feeder cattle index is 156.75 of $1.49. On Monday, Oklahoma City was called $2 to $4 higher. So the cash market has really held together pretty well, despite the boxed beef markets coming down. And that's taking a little bit of money out of the packers' pockets here as the boxed beef comes down and the cattle prices have inched up slightly.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were steady to slightly higher here, led by the wheat. Wheat was 4 to 6 cents higher here, so quite a strong day. But July Kansas City at $4.61, up 2 3/4, about a penny off the high. The wheat market overall, though, has been trending lower for quite some time. Matter of fact, all the way back to the first part of July, it was 6.20, so we're about $1.60 off those highs. And pretty much just a grind lower since the end of September. The bean markets were unchanged today. They were the weakest one, and then corn was up 3 to 4 cents. That put December corn at $3.40. Yesterday afternoon, the USDA released their baseline projections for the 2018 and 2019 crops. The all wheat acreage number was down to 45 million acres, where yesterday it was, or last year rather, it was 46 million acres. So that was slightly lower. They had corn and bean crops both at 91 million acres. So a lot of acres overall, but the wheat was just slightly lower. Then cotton today continued its rally. Cotton was up 128 points in March at 73.42. So that market continues to grind higher in the face of a relatively large crop here in Oklahoma.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.